In this painting of Olympia, Cézanne offers a fantasy on Manet's Olympia, which had created a scandal in 1865. Cézanne was making a double statement with this work. He was indicating his support for the leader of L'École des Batignolles, and he may have been hinting at his intention of surpassing him. A modern Olympia, which Cézanne himself described as modern, says much about the painter's artistic ambitions. There are numerous differences between the two works, in the format, the treatment, and the subject. Manet's painting may be said to represent the after scene, but Cézanne's treatment shows the courtesan being disrobed by a maid and thereby revealing herself to the lustful client, who can be seen, slightly in profile, sitting in front of the high bed on which Olympia displays herself. The client has often been identified with the painter himself because of certain physical characteristics, the bald patch, the long hair, and the beard. The fiendish black cat in Manet's painting, Olympia's lascivious companion, is replaced by Cézanne with a ridiculous little lapdog wearing a red bow around its neck. The mood is set. Despite the overblown decor of the courtesan's boudoir, the scene offers every indication of bourgeois ridicule, a mixture of bombast and vulgarity. It was not by accident that, in an earlier version of this work, A Modern Olympia or The Pasha, 1869 to 1870, Cézanne put a Courbet lookalike in the client's place. That first realistic painting, which used heavy brushwork with violent contrasts of colours and of light and shade, was followed by this sketchy but trenchant work. This is one of the paintings that Cézanne deliberately chose, together with two landscapes of Auvers, to represent his work at the first Impressionist exhibition in 1874. By refusing to submit to a strictly naturalistic vision, the painter was clearly stating his own position within the Impressionist movement. Critics were aware of this, and Henri Poldet summarized their unease in the conclusion to his review of the exhibition. "I would like to know if these gentlemen are laughing at Monsieur Cézanne, or if he is laughing at them. The fact remains that after one has looked at this singular man's work, one regards Monsieur Pissarro and Monsieur Claude Monet as reactionaries." Dr. Gachet was the first owner of A Modern Olympia, which is part of a series of paintings with erotic themes on which Cézanne worked between 1867 and 1880.